This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland and National Forest Service Chief Randy Moore were in Boulder Monday to highlight fire mitigation efforts. Moore said Colorado will get $18 million for wildfire mitigation across Arapaho, Roosevelt, and Pike San Isabel National Forests.
For a long time, we've known what to do, but we have not had the ability to do it at a scale that made a difference on the landscape. This gives us an opportunity to mitigate at the scale that the fires are occurring on these landscapes if we want to make a difference.
Moore did not give any specifics on a timeline or what kinds of fire mitigation would be funded. A University of Colorado women's basketball player has been picked in the first round of the WNBA draft. Maya Hollingshead was chosen with the 8th selection by the Las Vegas Aces on Monday night. She's the first CU women's player to be selected in the first round of the draft. Hollingshead averaged more than 14 points a game during her senior year. Law enforcement shot and killed a person in Manitou Springs overnight. According to authorities, Manitou Springs police officers and El Paso County Sheriff's deputies responded to a report that someone was menacing others with a firearm. The suspect allegedly fired at law enforcement, and at least one police officer and one deputy returned fire. An El Paso County Sheriff's canine was also shot and killed during the incident. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 11:05 this hour. We're listening to The Takeaway. And if you have plans to go outside, you may want to bring an umbrella or a very warm jacket because it's going to be chilly and possibly rainy or snowy today across all of Colorado. Right now in Denver, it's 50 degrees, and in Colorado Springs, it's 65.